My screener and producer, Jolene, was talking to me about you. He was all excited because he was going to wait for you and escort you up here. And then he said to me, should I say anything about her ears? Are they really that pointy? And I said, Tom, it's makeup.
Believe it or not, I make sure to clean my ears really well because a lot of people ask to see them.
That's great. How long does it take for them to make you up?
Two hours. 2 hours in total.
You've got to sit there for 2 straight hours while they do this?
2 hours before crew every morning.
That's a long time.
It is.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Jolene. You started early modeling, what, 17 years old?
16. Modeled for 8 years. Found myself all over the world. Came to visit a friend here in Los Angeles for a week, and I'm still here.
You love it?
It's home. It certainly is home.
Well, a lot of people are saddened because this is the last season now for Star Trek, but it's been a great run, specifically for the entire genre, but this team as well.
It is sad, and the mood on set is gloomy.
Is it really?
It is, but you know, because it's the ending of a long-running, you know, enterprise. No pun on the word. But it is sad to see it go. But I am grateful to be, you know, the going out with the fading show.
Sure.
The last one. And who knows? We don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who are trying to save this program. There are rallies set up almost all over this planet now. In defense of Star Trek, there are things going on in Los Angeles, Tel Aviv, New York now. I mean, this is growing and growing and growing. So as you say, who knows? Would the crew want to do another year or two if another network decided, hey, let's try to keep this thing going, or even if it stayed with the same network?
Absolutely, without a question, because these people have been together for some of them over 15 years, up to 25 years, working on the same stages, watching people come and go, and they all have families to support as well. And it's a great working environment. The people are incredible, and their brothers, uncles, cousins, aunts, nieces, and nephews. The thing is, all the support from the fans, even though the show is canceled and will be canceled, there's an unavoidable message going to the producers.
That's true.
That things have to change.
Absolutely. You know, I had the opportunity of being down there at the set a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Jeff Lewis, one of your great crew and staff
people,
invited me down there. And I got to tell you, it is so different to see a set of a television program. You know, you can imagine how things look, and to sit at the bridge and things like that is kind of neat. But you walk around and you see all these people scurrying, doing what they're doing. It was amazing.
Yeah. We work a lot of hours together, so we get to know each other pretty well, about as well as you can. So we're very comfortable amongst each other. That's going to be the saddest part, is saying goodbye. We did a crew photo, and it was our first crew photo with everyone present, with making a point to have everyone present. And it was sad afterwards. It was something that happened that I wasn't expecting, and that was hugs. And, you know, there was this sorrowful, as if saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And we're weeks away from our stop date, March 8th. And that, I had to walk away because it was too emotional.
How long does it take to tape? Because you're doing high definition now, right?
Yes,
we are. How long does it take to tape one episode?
7 to 9 days. We like to keep it to 7 this year because
7 to 9
that's within
days.
The budget.
And are they long days?
They are long days. Yes, they are long days.
What's it like to work with Scott? People love him from Quantum Leap. He's done a great job as Captain Jonathan Archer.
Mm-hmm. Scott is incredible. an absolute incredible man, father, husband, leader. He sets the precedence for the mood on set. And I can't say that we have one bad apple. And that is largely due to the example that he sets. We have strange apples.
Sure.
But no bad apples. And it only takes one to ruin everything, you know?
I get a lot of people writing me, and they wanted me to ask you about his pet dog.
Does he have Porthos.
A pet dog? Porthos.
Yes. Porthos. I'm going to let you all know right now, Porthos is a girl.
No.
Yes.
And how many dogs are there? Just the one?
They don't. Two.
Oh, they have two.
One's named Prada, one's named Breezy, and they're both girls.